This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
Work at a company for a while and eventually own a piece of it. That's the idea behind employees' stock ownership plans, or ESOPs. Nearly 7,000 businesses in the U.S. have them, and a recent survey by the ESOP Association suggests the structure makes employee owners more productive. From the Marketplace Hub at WCPN IdeaStream, Adrian Ma starts this in a Cleveland bar.
Great Lakes Brewing Company has been in business about 3 decades. And earlier this year, its owners announced they'd be starting an employee stock ownership plan. In the coming months, the company will get appraised and divided into shares. And over time, those shares will be transferred to the company's 200-plus employees.
Cheers!
Becca Rittersbach works in HR there. And over a beer at Great Lakes Brew Pub, she tells me the prospect of being an employee slash owner makes her feel more invested in her job.
Not only because we have this feeling of actual ownership in the company, but it's nice to work in a place where the owners trust you with that.
And Jason D. Rivera, who works on the bottling line, agrees.
There's a knowledge of, you know, when I see the profit statements for the year, I know part of that is mine.
Now, the company doesn't yet know what its shares will be worth, but researchers at Rutgers University say employees at ESOP companies hold, on average, $134,000 in equity.
An ownership mentality can make a difference in a person's view of things.
Michael Keeling is president of the ESOP Association, which recently surveyed owners of more than 180 ESOP companies. Two-thirds said their workers were more productive after implementing the plan. For Great Lakes Brewing, though, CEO Bill Bohr says the decision to give employees stock wasn't about juicing profits. It was about succession planning.
The craft beer business, as an industry, has gone through a lot of merger and acquisition activity. And this is a significant statement about staying independent.
Now, these plans aren't without risk. If a company tanks, so will the shares. Currently, about 14 million people in the U.S. participate in ESOPs. And Corey Rosen with the National Center for Employee Ownership figures that'll grow over time.
We think as much as 25% of the workforce could be in these plans.
Especially, he says, as more baby boom business owners near retirement. In Cleveland, I'm Adrian Ma for Marketplace.